Listen to verse 16. Know ye not? And when Paul says, know ye not, you can put it down that we believers don't know and we need to know. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Now, this is something that's practical and it's so real. Every person that's living is a bond servant to one. That is to something, someone or something. I picked up a statement the other day that every person obeys something or some person. Well, you're obeying somebody or something. You could be obeying Satan himself. Because of our very nature, we are a servant or a slave to something or to somebody. What he's saying here is that the one who is our master is the one that we obey. That's exactly what Paul is saying here. If you obey sin, well, then that's your master. Don't say Christ is your master if you're living in sin because of the fact that he's not your master. He brings you into the place of liberty. The Son make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Free to do what? You'll be free to live for him, free to obey him. And the Lord Jesus said again, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Now, let me use a very homely illustration. There used to be a very swanky club in front of the church I served in downtown Los Angeles. It's still there. It's made up of rich men, and I'm told that you have to have several thousand dollars to join the club. Well, if you belong to it, why, probably it means you own a Cadillac and you have a chauffeur. Well, one day I looked out the window, and I saw a group of chauffeurs standing around talking in a circle. There were several Cadillacs parked around. It was after lunch. And finally, as I looked out, I saw a very distinguished-looking gentleman come out of the club, and he made a motion and said something. I couldn't understand what he said. But I saw one of the chauffeurs leave the group of about 15. He went over, opened the door of the Cadillac, and this man got in. Then he went around, got in the driver's seat, and drove off. Now, I came to a very profound conclusion. And you know what that conclusion was? I came to the conclusion that that man who drove that car was the servant or the employee of the man who called him. And I don't think those other 14 chauffeurs were employed by the man in the car. They didn't obey him, but this man did. That means he's his master. My friend, that's what Paul is saying. I don't care who you are, who you obey, what you obey. That's your master. You're obeying someone or something. And that leads us to this. Is Christ really our master today? And that's the reason you're not under law today. Just to be able to say, I don't kill, I don't lie, I don't do the other things. I don't know whether you do or not. But if you can say you don't do them, that doesn't mean you're living the Christian life. It means you're living a good life, perhaps, and that's all. But the Christian life is one where we obey Christ.